Thank you, Mr. Chair. The European Union welcomes the convening of the 18th session of the Intergovernmental Working Group. We welcome the re-election of His Excellency Ambassador Li Qiubo as Chairperson Rapporteur, and we wish to thank the Ambassador and the Secretariat for preparing this session. We also thank the High Commissioner for her opening remarks. The EU has been and will remain constructively engaged in the work of this working group in order to work effectively and concretely towards combating racism, racial discrimination, xenophobia, and related intolerance everywhere in the world. We look forward to actively contributing to the general discussions on the state of all forms of racial discrimination worldwide, on measures to enhance the effectiveness of the follow-up mechanisms to the DDPA, and on reviewing the progress made on the implementation of the program of activities related to the international decade. We welcome this year's focus on the 20th anniversary of the adoption of the DDPA and stand ready to exchange experiences and best practices in this regard. And we look forward to hearing contributions from other states and stakeholders. Countering racism, racial discrimination, xenophobia, and related forms of intolerance is a priority for the European Union. Mutual tolerance and understanding between communities are needed more than ever. Racism is on the rise, and the EU does not take this disturbing trend lightly. Furthering the fight against racism is a shared responsibility, which requires joint, resolute, and ongoing efforts. In this context, I am pleased to announce that on September 18th, the European Commission published a new EU Anti-Racism Action Plan for the period 2020-2025. Which aims at bringing EU institutions, member states, EU agencies, civil society organizations, social partners, and the private sector together in order to make concrete progress towards eliminating discourse from our societies. The action plan contains a number of far-reaching measures intended to address the daily discriminations that racial and ethnic minorities experience and to change our collective attitude from a passive to an active one. I am pleased that EU Commissioner Dalli has been invited to present the plan in more detail tomorrow morning. Beyond the EU, we remain behind those working to eradicate racially motivated discrimination all over the world, including through funding for dedicated programs, projects. The EU continues to cooperate with partner countries, civil society, human rights defenders, and international organizations such as the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, the Council of Europe, and the UN. We fight for the global elimination of racial discrimination to ensure that all human beings are free and equal in dignity and rights, as the Universal Declaration of Human Rights proclaims. National institutions for the protection and promotion of human rights also have a decisive role to play in the fight against all forms of racial discrimination and should be supported in this sense by national authorities to help them cooperate with all relevant stakeholders. We hope that this 18th session of the Intergovernmental Working Group will make a useful contribution to the global fight against racism, racial discrimination, xenophobia, and related intolerance, aiming at positive change on the ground. I thank you.